Welcome to the Accessibility Solutions Podcast, hosted by Linda Hunt, an award-winning accessibility consultant, speaker, and author. With over 30 years' experience in senior management roles and a deep passion for creating inclusive environments, Linda brings us unmatched expertise and credibility to our discussions. Join us as we explore the transformative power of accessibility and inclusion in today's world. Through captivating conversations, Linda shares her wealth of knowledge, provides practical solutions, and sheds light on the latest trends and advancements in the field. Whether you're a business owner or a disability advocate or simply curious about the world of accessibility, this podcast is your go-to resource. Get ready to unlock new perspectives, break down barriers, and embark on a journey of empowerment. Are you ready to create a more inclusive world? Let's begin. Welcome to the Accessibility Solutions Podcast.
Thanks, everyone, for joining us this week. This week, I am very, very pleased to have Aidan Meyer. And Aidan is the co-founder and CEO of Right Here, an innovative startup on a mission to turn public spaces into accessible environments for people with spatial orientation challenges, including people who are blind or visually impaired. Aidan is originally from Israel, but relocated with his family to Rockville, Maryland in 2021. Aidan holds a bachelor's degree in psychology and business from the Open University of Israel. He loves building companies, running, and eating hummus, not necessarily in that order. And I think that's funny because, yeah, we could all say we love doing those kind of things. So it is my pleasure to have Aidan with me today to talk about which everybody knows is a passion of mine, making the world accessible, and how Aidan and his company Right Here are doing just that. We're working to make the world accessible. So Aidan, I'm going to just let you take it from there. Let's go back and say, okay, what made you feel that you, when everybody's starting a business, you come up with an idea or a concept, and then, you know, you do a business plan and you figure out how you're going to, you know, roll it out, how you're going to market it to the marketplace. And so I'm really interested to, you know, is there we call it your why, is there a story behind, you know, your why as to why this technology?
Yes. First of all, thank you, Linda. I'm excited to be here. Thank you for inviting me. You're asking the why at the right timing, because first of all, I'll explain in a minute. As you said in the intro, for me, building companies is great, but really building companies and changing the world or doing something in the world and the whole movement around it, which we're probably going to talk about later, that's the real passion, like making an impact. Bottom line, just making an impact. And our story begins with my own challenge. So I have horrible orientation skills myself. I'm, you know, this friend we all have that is always getting lost very quickly. And when you go out of the elevator in a hotel, for example, it turns right, although it's obvious that we need to turn left because we just did it 10 minutes ago. So I have really bad orientation skills. And when we started that, we thought, like, if we'll be able to solve my orientation challenges, By solving it to those who have even more severe orientation challenges, then we ultimately will be able to solve it for everyone. At the time, my grandfather, and that's why it was a good timing because today it was supposed to be his birthday, it was one of my best friends. He turned to be blind at the end of his life. And this, like, seeing his challenges, understanding my own challenges, because that's the story of my life, kind of boils up together to a point of, okay, you know, it's time for a better wayfinding tools that we have out there. Maybe if to share, you know, for the audience a little bit of what we're doing, right? It's a talking signage system. It's basically a talking signage system. That's the easiest way to explain it. It's 2024 already. And most places you go have very silent signs. Some of them do have Braille, but we know that over 90% out of the blind community cannot read Braille at all. So we thought, how wonderful would it be if those signs could speak? But they're not really speaking it right here. It's an app that speaks to you, but they're basically giving you audio descriptions of the space around you so you can ultimately be more independent wherever you go.
I like how you said the sign speaks to you. And I have a physical disability, so, you know, I'm not blind or visually impaired, but, you know, I've often thought from the standpoint of a Braille sign that First of all, the person that's blind or visually impaired needs to somehow find the sign on the wall before, even if they could read Braille. So that in and of itself is a barrier, because you've got to, you know, find the sign, you know, read the Braille to find out, okay, this is the washroom or wherever. Whereas your technology is going to tell you, as you said, when you get off the elevator, you know, turn right and go 10 feet and the washroom's on your left. That, and I'll tell you, my husband, I call him directionally challenged, but he's the guy that, you know, I couldn't leave him in the airport by himself because he wouldn't know where to go. He wouldn't know. Yeah, you're pointing at yourself. Yeah, that's you. So he's directionally challenged from that standpoint, just because he would be, you know, he wouldn't know how to get to the security line. And then when, you know, we get through the security line and he, you know, how to get to the gate to board the flight. So that's, I mean, he's not visually impaired. He's just, as I say, he's directionally challenged.
Yes.
So this technology right here is, to my mind, is another example of a technology that is making the world accessible. But I say to people all the time, it's also a technology that it can be used by anyone,
yes,
to improve their experience when they're trying to navigate, especially a large building such as an airport, for example.
Yes. And especially now, because, you know, you've touched the fact that you need to know Braille in order to read these signs, and then you need to know where they are in order to actually read them. And then, you know, sometimes it's maybe higher or lower to actually touch them. But especially now, because in the past 3 years, touching them by itself is not as appealing as it used to be, if it's ever.
Yeah.
Like, it's a public surface. COVID hit the world and we don't like to touch things anymore as we used to, especially, by the way, not in restrooms and things from that sort. So being able to hear it in your own language, you mentioned airports, you mentioned everyone. So yeah. Everyone has a certain language barriers, right? I remember a horrible experience I had in like 10 years ago in a Chinese airport where I, surprisingly enough, got lost and really had a hard time to find my way back and where to go. Because I, you know, so being able to hear where you are, what is there, what's around you in your own language, in your own pace, privately, freely, by the way, it's a completely free app for the end users, both Android and iPhone, us meaning better customer or traveler or visitor experience wherever they go. And a higher level of accessibility for the facilities offering that.
Yeah, and I like, so for those listeners, right here is available in 26 languages. And even for me, I travel quite often, but, you know, even for a sighted person that can read signs, if you're in a country where the sign is not in English, I know Banos means bathroom in Spanish, because
right
yeah, because I, you know, when you're in places like that, you need to know that. But that doesn't necessarily mean that all signage that you're trying to read, if it's not in your native tongue, this is a solution for that, to be used by, as you said, anyone anywhere.
Even if you do, sorry, Linda, but even if you do know the language and you are sighted, it still doesn't mean that you can read the content on this sign, because you might have dyslexia or other cognitive disabilities, right? So it's great for the sight impaired. It's great for language barriers. It's also great for cognitive disabilities from different sorts, even mental disabilities. I can go even there. But the idea here is, from a universal design standpoint, is that everyone can download the app. It's completely private and anonymous, so we don't know all of our users, to be honest. A lot of them being surprised by the use cases that we find with it, because everyone can download the app and use it outdoors and indoors. And yes, our main focus has always been on those that have the most severe orientation challenges, from the thinking of, if we'll solve it for them, we'll solve it for everyone.
Yeah. And so from the business perspective, and a lot of times, you know, the work that I do is how accessibility is good for business. And your technology is, you know, just spot on. And in terms of, you know, how installing this technology in your business is going to improve for customer or user experience, regardless of whether they have a disability or not. So let's talk about the technology. Let's talk about, you know, what it is and how simple it is, even from a business perspective, to be able to have this installed in their locations.
Sure. From a technology perspective, there are three main components to it. One is an app, again, free app, both Android and iPhone, 26 different languages, as discussed before. Just download the app and start using it wherever you are. For the facility, there are two more components that are part of the system. One is these little beacons that I'm currently holding. It's in the size of a finger. Just a Bluetooth device that has a 3M adhesive on the back of it. You pull it off, you stick it on the wall or on the ceiling or wherever that is in the point of interest in the built environment there, at the venue. And that's what helps us to identify the user location when arriving there, where there's no GPS. These beacons are not requiring Wi-Fi from the facility. So whether you have a Wi-Fi there or not, we don't need that. Not even electricity. They run on batteries that last for about 4 years. And it really is a plug and play. You just, you know, stickers that you stick on the wall. It's just like signs, right? Just like signage. Very similar to that. The third component is our cloud dashboard. That's an online portal, a very robust one that helps us and the facility to control, edit, and manage all the audio descriptions that later on our users will be able to hear in each point of interest at the facility. I'll show here a small box. This is our kit for really small businesses. Inside this kit, you can find an installation guide of how to set it up. It can take a few minutes. It's showing you where the entrance is, how to set it up on the wall really carefully, and just go online. Oops, you can still see that. And I'm also holding here our accessibility badge. You can also put on your business at the entrance if you like, taking some pride of doing the right thing. And this is a very fast process. You know, it depends on the project, but in many of our projects, it can take as short as 20 minutes if it's a small restaurant or something like that, you know, all the way to a day or two if it's a more bigger stadium, for example. Zero integrations with the facilities usually, so IT perspective is kind of covered. Very straightforward. Our focus, you know, Linda, is having this as many locations as possible. Only once you know, audio format signage, talking signs, if you will be everywhere. That would be the day where we're actually making the impact that we're trying to make, where people can go everywhere independently. If it's that's going to be only in specific spaces, that would be nice, but we want it to be everywhere. And from that standpoint, you know, as discussed before, it takes a village. We're looking to partner with, you know, great partners like you and others to have it in as many locations with users. Our users are such a strong and important force in bringing this to reality. When they ask for this from their favorite, you know, store, restaurant, shopping mall, then they listen. Then they really listen and contacting, you know, us to really partner and higher up the level of accessibility.
Well, and I think from a business perspective, the fact that you can record what it is that you want that particular beacon location to point out. So whether it's here's the hostess desk, this way to the washrooms, this way to the elevator, this way to the stairs, this way to an emergency exit. I mean, all of those things right now have what we call traditional, you know, visual signage. So if you can see them, they're not directional, like they're not. So you have to, you know, you kind of have to be walking that way and you see, okay, there's the emergency exit or whatever. Whereas this technology is telling you right on your phone, on the app, you need to walk 40 feet or turn right and walk 40 feet and there's the emergency exit. So this is, you know, such a notch above just signage. This is someone that's basically, it's escorting you around the facility, telling you, you know, where you need to go to find the places that you need to find in a business or a facility. And I think, you know, that's one of, you know, the very important pieces this technology brings. So yeah. You kind of alluded to it, and I want our listeners, so Accessibility Solutions is very proud to be partnering with Right Here, to be able to market Right Here as an accessibility solution, which is the business that we're in. And so we're very pleased to be able to not only have Aydin on our podcast, but you're going to start seeing marketing materials coming out from us, and we want to be talking to people as well. As we indicated, Aydin is located in Maryland in the United States, but you know, we are here in Canada. And so I would just say that if you're listening to this and this is resonating with you, then please feel free to reach out to us or to Right Here directly to find out more information about how you can use this technology to make your business accessible. And as I always say, accessibility is good for business.
Yeah.
On that note, I think we'll, any final words, Aydin, in terms of how you'd like to
I want to say thank you again. I want to say that we're always looking for, you know, strategic partners like you who are, you know, local there. And we are just one solution out of your big toolbox of accessibility. So accessibility is the whole world, right? They have to have a holistic view when thinking about accessibility for your business. Therefore, you know, we're glad to be part of your toolbox there and partnering with you. And I thank you for the opportunity of speaking here today and for this partnership.
No, you're very welcome. And we're very excited. You know, we're always on the lookout for any kind of technologies that really improve accessibility that feeds into, you know, our motto and kind of, you know, in our case, our why, which is making the world accessible. And this is a perfect, you know, strategic partnership in advancing that mission to make the world accessible. And the benefits to businesses and organizations, again, are just, you know, you've got to, you know, sit back and look at the, you know, even from a, you know, cost benefit perspective, you pay to put signs up. This is talking to your customers and escorting them through your facility, basically. And I think that's just what we call concepts of universal design. Yeah. Everybody can get everywhere they need to go with this technology. Yeah.
I used to say that's the future, but to be honest, it's kind of the present. More and more locations are joining us all around the world, specifically here in North America. That's where we started our operations here just a year ago. It's time to be ahead of the curve before it's become the norm and the obvious and the expected and maybe even the law. You know, in Israel, it's already part of it. That's what helped us grow there pretty quick. It is written there, having an audio format of signage. So it's not, you know, just a dream. It is a reality in other countries. Not too far the day, I believe, it will be here. Those who will leverage it first will gain the most, I think, out of it.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, we do have some legislation around, you know, buses and trains must audio. There must be audio announcement for stops. Here in Canada, and new elevators must have the audio, right. You know, first floor, second floor, so that the technology, you know, is coming along, the legislation's coming along. But I like what you said, that you want to be leveraging the technology that's available, so you're ahead of the curve and giving visitors to your business or your facility a positive experience that can be utilized by everyone, including my directionally challenged husband. So yeah. Anyway, so I want to thank you very much for joining us for this episode. And for listeners, thank you for tuning in. We're very pleased with this partnership. So watch for lots more to come from us as well. And again, thank you, Aydin, for taking your time to speak with us. And I'm sure that we'll be having more discussions on this technology. Thanks again. And we'll talk to you again soon. Cheers.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on the Accessibility Solutions podcast hosted by Linda Hunt. We hope these discussions have inspired you and provided valuable insights into the world of accessibility and inclusion. If you're ready to take the next steps in creating an accessible and inclusive environment, we invite you to book a personalized accessibility solutions consultation with Linda. As an experienced accessibility consultant, Linda will work closely with you to develop innovative solutions tailored to your unique needs and challenges. Together, you'll navigate the complexities of accessibility regulations, explore inclusive design principles, and implement practical strategies to ensure equal access for all. Don't miss this opportunity to make a real difference. Visit our website at solutionsforaccessibility.com. And that's the number 4. So solutionsforaccessibility.com. Schedule your consultation today. Let's transform your space into an inclusive and welcoming environment for everyone. Thanks again for listening to the Accessibility Solutions podcast. Stay tuned for more empowering episodes as we continue our journey towards a more accessible world.